This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everybody knows I'm not a wishful thinker. You know, Trump is really behind, I tell you. You can see it signed to the polls. Whether they're sampling 9, 12, 15, 20 points, he's still winning by 2, 6, 7, 8, 10 points. I mean, it's like a landslide. America is just waking up across the board. All these WikiLeaks are coming out. Dr. Steve Pachenik, again, talking about the soft coup that's happening. You got a lot of ambassadors, other people concurring with what you're saying. The WikiLeaks came from inside the United States, not from Russia. Other key points in the 5 minutes we have about the counter coup and the warning to Hillary. I am seeing a lot of Democrats in the Chicago Tribune and others on TV exiting from her. We're seeing Obama cancel a lot of events with her. We are seeing some movement. It looks like they're starting to understand they bet on the wrong horse.
I think probably the most important part right now that the President Obama could do before he leaves office, and, you know, I respect the fact that he served 8 years and he's done some good. There are other things I have a problem with, is probably to convince Hillary Clinton to step down. I think that would be the most historical and most grandiose plan that he's ever done. I know he's not thinking about it, but I suggest to his advisors, particularly Valerie Jarrett, who's an extremely sophisticated woman from Chicago. I knew about her father, who was a very great hematologist who worked in Iran and worked for our country, that she should talk to him and Michelle Obama and say, look, this is not good for our country. This really, we need a peaceful transition. And perhaps one of the greatest things that Obama could do as the President of the United States, he did two things that were very important. Turned around the economy, and he made us independent of oil from the Middle East. He doesn't need Saudi Arabia. He really doesn't need to deal with Israel as a little spoiled child. The real issue now is that Obama can sit down with Hillary and tell her, look, all bets are off. Whatever I owed you, whatever happened, I gave you the position of Secretary of State. That I happen to know for a fact. I won't quote who told me, but it was a decision that was made, quite frankly, while I was at a dinner table. She was given that position because it was a loss. She lost the race, and she was whining and complaining, so they made her Secretary of State. She did very poorly. Not just because she didn't know what she was doing, but she initiated a lot of problems in Libya. Forget the Benghazi issue, it was worse than that. And then all the issues that came into Syria and Iraq. So what I suggest is that the President of the United States, his entourage of presidents, Susan Rice, who did come forth, actually, under Bill Clinton and complained and protested, as I did, that Bill Clinton should have prevented the genocide of a million Hutu and Tutsis. In the 90s, she was discarded. And I asked Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama to really encourage the President of the United States to allow him to talk to Hillary and say, look, those days are over. The time is over. The American public is very upset.
Whether exactly, but we know she's going to, like an arrogant creature with the media, still bull her way in, try to steal it. What happens?
I'm not sure of that, and I will tell you why. Axelrod, his advisor, came out with very important insights regarding Hillary. And there has been bad blood between the Clintons and the Obamas.
Oh, I know Obama hates her. I mean, because she's
cheating. Well, but the issue now is you're asking me what can be the most peaceful denouement to this situation. And what I'm suggesting, I'm not representing the intelligence community now, is I'm suggesting that Obama is the President of the United States. Either convince her to step down, ask someone else to replace her, not particularly Tim Kaine. He's a political hack who works for Terry McAuliffe, but someone else, and let the race continue, or negate the race and allow Trump to come into the position so we have a peaceful transition of power. the most important thing for our community in both the intelligence, financial, and political
community. All right, Doc, we got to go to break, and I got Farrah coming up. But come back and do three more minutes if you can. And speaking for the intelligence community that you've been talking to informally, what their message is to Hillary and Obama and the world. We come back. We'll give you like three more minutes. Thank you. We'll be back, and then Joseph Farrah, stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top of the line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Five short days. Already halfway into one of them. Till the election.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And this old lady that's our country isn't perfect, but it's been the apple of the world's eye because it had more freedom than the other nation. And I want to preserve what made America great. This country is fighting for its life right now, and this election is about nationalism, it's about populism, it's about sovereignty. It's about rebuking the elites. Dr. Steve Pachinik's gone in 3 minutes. We're on to Joseph Farrah, founder of the Western Journalism Center, WorldNet Daily, the trailblazer in the new media, targeted by the Clintons before they even got in office to shut down a future media they thought would overtake them, and it's now they failed. So before Drudge, there was Joseph Farrah, and so we stand on his shoulders. He joins us now. Of course, he stands right beside us today, WorldNet Daily, bigger than ever, WND.com. We're talking to him in about 3 minutes. Dr. Pachinik, again, I mean, you don't do a lot of other interviews. You've been nice to come on my show for 15 years. It's on record with General Boykin and with Schumacher. You helped found Delta Force, Black Ops, ran psychological warfare, overthrown 8 countries. You're the Jack Ryan character, co-wrote books with Clancy, Hollywood producer. You've done it all. psychiatrist, MIT scientist, military officer, all that secret, obviously, in your history. But here you are saying you represent the intelligence community, and I check with people, generals, colonels, you know, they go, absolutely, Pachanik's on target. And you're saying this is a counter coup with WikiLeaks. Well, we have the British ambassador saying he's met with the folks that did it. They're ready to go public because they know that they did the right thing. It's not the Russians. What is the other messages that the intelligence community, the Patriots, and what percentage would you say of the intelligence community is awake of 16 agencies? What's their message then to Hillary and the communist Chinese and the Saudi Arabians that run her like a sock puppet?
The message is very simple. I'm talking now on my behalf, but you understand I work informally with other people. I don't work formally in any way. The message is very simple. It's for her to stand down. She cannot become president of the United States. She's not physically, mentally, or psychologically, or financially capable to maintain the presidency of the United States. The 16 units will not work with her. There will be a major, major problem. We still have a civilian counter coup that will work until she leaves the presidency. It's not violent. It's not forceful. We're not going to arrest her. That's not any of those issues. She knows very well her medical history cannot allow her to either lobby for the presidency or maintain any capability to stay in the presidency. If she does not, her targets will be Uga, Ivadin, Peter Karachek, a whole bunch of Podestas. There will be all kinds of issues that will be brought up. She will be brought up on charges of bribery, interference with an investigation, lying to the public, lying to the FBI, and RICO charges. They will be major. Those RICO charges will, in fact, involve many, many people within the Clinton campaign and the Clinton administration, and all the law firms, including Dickstein Shapiro, cannot get her out of that. And actually, Peter Kaczyk may be part of that RICO charge. I can't speak any more on behalf of what the intelligence community will or will not do, but you have seen so far how effective they have been and how they were able to turn around James Comey. And it was the brave men and women within the FBI, within the other agencies who stepped forward and said they will not accept this.
Do you know which agency leaked information to Assange? Because this is being...
I don't want to identify it. Do I know? Yes. Do I want to identify it? No. And the reason for that has to do with my longstanding...
No, I understand. So what about the word, though, if Hillary really wants to push, there's going to be a press conference of a bunch of different agencies.
Well, in terms of what? Their agency?
People just coming out and saying, I released it, I leaked it, I did it.
Okay, well, that's their prerogative, but I do not want to reveal who and
what. No, I totally understand. I totally understand. Well, let me say this.
That will not happen.
General Flynn gave a speech 2 months ago where he said, this is Lexington and Concord, our country's been overtaken, this is important to 1776.
I know. I've met Michael Flynn, General Flynn. I admire him amazingly. He's been very effective. I actually went to one of his meetings where he brought in social scientists. He understands the psychological perspective of intelligence. He's been brilliant in terms of targeting. He's brilliant in terms of ability to state exactly what the intelligence community can and cannot do. He's defied all of the people in the policy areas. And he's an unusual man. He should be the director of national intelligence, and he probably will become director of national intelligence. But Michael Flynn represents only a small part of a much broader group of people who I can tell you come from all backgrounds in the 16 different.
No, areas. I understand. This is a historic moment, as you said, one of the biggest
this
in our history.
This is the second American Revolution. I wrote about it in Maximum Vigilance. I wrote about a coup 20 years ago in Maximum Vigilance against the President of the United States. It was not only a hard coup, it was a soft coup, and what we're talking about now. But the American public has to understand this is really a change and a revolution in the Internet age. And Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and all the others, Lou Dobbs and Fox, has been a part of this coup because it's occurring on the Internet and on the binary numbers in the ether.
And it's not violent. StevePachanik.com, we're having you on for an hour Friday. Thanks for all your time. And thanks
it's
for doing
my
tonight.
Pleasure, and God bless your audience, will you? And thank you, Alex.
Amazing. Okay, wow. And again, speaking of the Internet revolution, Joseph Farah, there goes Steve Pachanik. Amazing. He wants to, I was just talking to Farrah during the break, my producer was, he wants to get into this very subject and talk about WikiLeaks, the election, how big this is. Hard guy to get on, WND.com, WorldNet Daily, with publishing and films and not just print and the Western Journalism System Center. I can tell you, if it wasn't for Joseph Farrah, you wouldn't have what we have today. So we really owe you for that, Joseph. What an epic time to be alive, my friend. What do you make of all this?
Well, talk about coups. That was a pretty big coup getting that previous guest there, Alex. I think that he's kind of the man of the hour right now, putting all this in perspective. And I couldn't agree more with him that, you know, we're in the midst of a coup here and a counter coup. The stakes could not be higher in this election. Literally, I mean, think about it, Alex. Hillary Clinton, if she doesn't win, she's probably going to jail. Okay, so
yeah.
She's got more motivation.
She's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if Trump loses, you know, he's still a billionaire. He's still free. But this is how, and of course, even for the rest of us, the stakes are even higher because we actually, you know, if we want to maintain any semblance of liberty in this country, we better hope for the right outcome in this election, and that means a victory by Trump. I like what you had to say. This is Lexington and Concord. Let's hope no shots have to be fired. I'm not advocating that. I'm hopeful for a peaceful transition of power here. And, you know, the polls are looking better. But, you know, Hillary's like a wounded animal out there right now, facing what she's going to face if she does not win. I mean, they're going to be pulling out all the stops. I can't imagine she's going to just walk away.
What is front and center on your plate? I could ask plenty of questions, but Joseph Farrah, the center of WND.com, one of the top news sites in the world. I mean, you know, you're 100 and something on the web. We're 100 and something on the web. I mean, we're exploding. Drudger's exploding. That's got to freak them out. They're not going to let us just continue to operate. They admit they're coming after us.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I mean, taking the internet out of control of our country and putting it into some kind of a global new world order may be the first step. We haven't seen any impact of that yet, but, you know, it's there.
You remember being on, like, out on the limb 20 years ago talking about global government, UN gun control. Now they just admit it all. It's like they've just validated everything we ever said.
Absolutely. And, you know, this WikiLeaks thing, Alex, is a treasure trove. We now have so much visibility into the way they think, the way they operate. I mean, can you imagine if we had this 20 years ago?
Oh.
We made our job so much easier.
We have the blueprint of how these crooks operate.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that has appeared to me so obvious now is that the way they work with what I call the controlled opposition, the Republican establishment, and so forth. When you read between the lines of what Hillary's saying and what the Blumenthal are saying and people like that, in what they think is confidential correspondence, I mean, they have nothing but contempt for these people, but at the same time, they know they were facing no opposition from the Boehners and the McConnells and those people, and they use them so effectively for years.
And the latest, Veritas, talking bad about black people, they're so hateful. I mean, who in emails and videos talks like this? And then I thought, I'm running my own operation in my own life, and I'm pretty hardworking, 18 hours a day a lot of days. Yesterday, like 16. The control freak of how they manipulate media and newspapers and Hillary's staff running, you know, dozens of, I mean, you've run major newspapers. That's hard enough. That'll give you a heart attack. How the hell do they have such criminal energy, Joseph?
Maybe there's a spiritual angle to it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they got a powerful force behind them. I don't know. I mean, I'm half joking only. But, you know, what we've seen in terms of the criminality that we're seeing from the Clinton machine, the DNC, all of them, it really is pure evil. I mean,
I totally agree with you because just as a media guy, and you're a bigger media guy than I am, managing more things, we know how hard this is. How do they do it where it's like literally they're running the networks, media, they're ordering everything, they're proofreading, they're editing, they're, I'm actually envious of the energy. I am blown away by the, I don't know anyone with this type of demonic energy.
Well, they do have a couple of advantages, obvious advantages, Alex. When, you know, they're inside government, they have virtually unlimited resources there. And of course, they, you know, if they need more money, they go to Saudi Arabia and they do their bidding for them. And, you know, ultimately, I think that is what this coup is all about. And if you read these WikiLeaks emails like I have, it just confirms that, you know, a big part of what Hillary was doing as Secretary of State was allowing the Saudis to basically run the show.
I was about to say, it shocks me. I knew they were powerful, but it's like she represents the Saudis, the Chinese. You don't hear about Merkel. You don't hear about Benjamin Netanyahu. You don't hear about the Canadian prime minister. It's all Saudi and Chinese.
Right. And, you know, well, that's where the money is, you know, and that's where, that's who seeks our influence. So we do, you know, we've done their bidding for so long. But when you analyze this Arab Spring and what happened, Arab Spring, what a joke. And this chaos in the Middle East that we see today, it seems to be a direct result of Saudi Arabia calling the shots, U.S. military, doing their bidding for them. And the chaos that we see, the carnage that we see, Syria, Libya, they tried Egypt. This is what you get when you listen to the Saudis and do their bidding. And all you get for it, if you're Hillary Clinton, is maybe a couple of hundred million in your Clinton Foundation at the end of the
day. I was about to say, looking at the thousands of emails where Saudi Arabia is calling the shots in the Arab Spring from North Africa to the Middle East, that's finally what made the military break with them, because Congress wouldn't do it, the people wouldn't do it, and start leaking info about Benghazi and Syria and General Flynn, who I keep bringing up because he was the guy to, you know, go out and say Hillary's running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And then you read the emails, it's really true. What type of evil person sides with radical Islam to go into countries and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians like Syria and then have Obama say, oh, we're going to let equal people out. Then we learn he's not letting Christians out. I mean, that is, why are they so anti-Christian?
Well, because I guess the Christians don't have the money. Listen, I really think at the end of the day, what the Clintons are about is getting their share. You know, getting their share. It's what they, you know, we saw evidence of this in the 90s, but when they built the Clinton Foundation, they felt they had a way around it, you know. And she used the Secretary of State's office to shake down foreign money left and right.
Joseph,
that could be more clear.
You're absolutely right. That's it. I mean, now we learn the State Department, you name it, they steal the furniture and plates everywhere, not just the White House. That goes to their, I meant to ask Pachinik, who's a psychiatrist, what does that say about somebody that if they're at dinner at your house, they'll try to steal something? I mean,
steal the silver. Absolutely. I mean, by the way, there was a small story recently when she left the State Department, she stole stuff.
Furniture.
Yeah. I mean, they did it in the White House, she did it in the State Department. So, you know, this is almost like an addiction these people have, and a sense of entitlement to everything that the taxpayers have, you know, put in front of them.
Wow. Well, I've been asking some of the questions here. You brought up WikiLeaks. I was questioning Assange. I said, if he's bipartisan later, I'll like him. I wanted to see what he'd do. Of course, I wasn't a fan of Bush neither with you. But now they've really proven himself to be a hero. And now I know from high-level folks, not just Pachinik, that clearly this came from U.S. intelligence. So I've got to say, we need to see him pardoned at the end of all this.
I hope so. You know, again, back to this Saudi thing, I just think that it's becoming more evident with every leak, what your previous guest just said, that, you know, the Clintons would do anything for anybody. You ask, well, you know, why would, how would they get to that position? Here's a better question for you. How do you, as a Democratic presidential candidate, then sell to the American people, to this liberal constituency that is apparently still going to vote for Hillary, working with, you know, this corrupt regime, they kill gays, women don't have any rights in this country, and yet, you know, the media let them get away with it.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this then, whether Hillary steals it or not, I think Trump's going to win. The evidence shows that, but I want your view on it. Joseph Farah of worldnetdaily.com, WD.com. What happens if she steals it and gets in, but then all the WikiLeaks are there and Assange says more's going to come after? She'll have to pardon herself. I mean, is this not a total destruction by them, their own hands, a self-immolation of mainstream media and the so-called liberals? Because the liberals have always had their problems, and there's been a wide spectrum of them, but they've totally turned their back even on what they claim they stand for.
That's right. And, you know, Hillary keeps talking about this thing with the FBI being unprecedented. And what is unprecedented is having a presidential candidate twice being subject of FBI investigations during her campaign. That's what's unprecedented. And the reason it's unprecedented is it's unprecedented that we have a criminal, just an out-and-out criminal running for president. And I am optimistic about this election. And, you know, how can you not be after seeing the turnaround in the polls over the last week or so? I mean, I was pretty morose there for a while looking at this stuff, also hoping that, you know, the polls were wrong, fixed, rigged, whatever you want to say. But, you know, I believe there was, you know, some truth in it. We look at it today, it is completely turned around. You know, it's a very, very close election according to all the polls. I'm seeing a lot of, you know, what I remember back in 1980. I was still around. You were just probably, maybe you weren't even born yet.
No, I was around.
Okay.
No, my dad was taking me to Reagan rallies in Dallas. I was like 5 years old.
You know, if you remember, what happened there was that the independents started breaking toward Reagan in the last week.
It was only the last week. Reagan was 10 points behind in the last week.
Yeah, and, you know, Pat Kendall himself, who was Carter's pollster, said, boy, this race looks a whole lot like 1980.
Well, he said, yeah, 3 days ago, Hillary is collapsing right now.
So, look, I'm hopeful Trump's going to win. I'm even more hopeful that Trump's going to win big. I think that would be very important because our country is in a very fragile state right now, very divided. And, you know, we've got to pull it together. We've got to get back to, you know, the Constitution and the principles of liberty that made this country great. I think Trump might be just the, you know, the perfect guy to stir that drink right now. And so, you know, we got to hope and pray for the next 5 days that this thing becomes even more clear in terms of a victory for Trump.
I agree. There has to be a landslide because you got Soros with 16 states voting machines. Bev Harris, who's totally bipartisan, she's a liberal, she goes, oh, they're trying to steal it for Hillary. She said, undoubtedly. And then we found this fraction shaving thing that they're doing. I mean, if the Democrats are crazy enough to steal this for Hillary, they're nuts because they're adding, as I said, 9, 12, 14, 15, 20 points more in oversampling for their methodology, claiming there's more Democrats or whatever. They didn't do that before. And still Trump's winning by 6 points those polls. Wow, that looks like a landslide.
Yeah, but, you know, it may be their last chance to steal it. Because if they do, you know, it may be our last chance to even have any kind of a semblance of a free election.
I agree with you. They always say every election is the biggest ever, but this is hands down, undoubtedly the biggest ever of your life.
Oh, yeah, we can look back at 2012 and 2008, and, you know, we had our scary conversations back in those days, too, but at the end of the day, there is simply no comparison. I've got a lot of personal experience with Hillary Clinton. You know, I think I told you, Alex, once before maybe that, you know, I really didn't fear the 8 years of Barack Obama in terms of, you know, personal safety, personal victimization. Yeah, he audited my taxes every year, but there was something much scarier, I have to tell you, for those of us who were, you know, in opposition.
I had men beat me up in a parking lot when I was not even that big 18 years ago saying shove about the Clintons. I believe me, you know, the Clintons are vindictive.
Yeah. There's a lot of bodies, you know, buried. We didn't see that there were a lot of carnage in the Middle East during Obama's years, but not so much in terms
I'll say this. I bashed Bush. Nothing ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a huge detractor because I was trying to be, you know, bipartisan about my attacks, but I got to say, even liberals like Jonathan Turley, who are lawyers, say Obama's, you know, far worse, and they're saying Hillary will be far worse than Bush. I mean, it's just a nightmare. Joseph Farah, thank you so much, WND.com. There's so much happening. I know our Travis exploding, yours exploding. That shows people are really waking up, so that's positive, too.
Yep. You're the best. You're doing a great job, Alex. Let me just tell you that you take a backseat to no one in blazing the trail and you know, helping to inform people in this country of the truth. So I take my hat off to you, buddy.
I take my hat off to you. Joseph Farah, WND.com. Thanks for all the work you and Dr. Corsi and the rest of your amazing team do. Thank you, Joseph Farah.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. You know, the reason we don't take a back seat is I get upset by all this stuff. I mean, you know, I can't sleep over this stuff. I mean, it's just, it's crazy how evil the Democratic Party leadership is. These people are historically dangerous, historically evil, and they must be stopped. And we're now 5 days out. I mean, it's just, the energy is epic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, guys, because she's...
really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Manhattan is hit by a 40 megaton bomb. Three more MIRV missiles enter the atmosphere, delivering second, third, and fourth strikes. The trendies now have what they wanted. They hated the world that had been given to them. They wanted to piss on it, and they did. Vote like the world depends on it, November 8th. You know, I want to open the phones up now and play a few clips before our next guest joins us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from military personnel. I'd like to hear from police officers. I'd like to hear from retired intelligence folks. But if other people want to call in, that's fine, too. But I'd like to get your view on the state of the world. When you see Donald Trump up there saying we've been taken over by foreign banks and globalists and the Chinese, you got the former head of defense intelligence with him saying, yes, this has happened. And you've got all these other former spy chiefs and people coming out saying we've been overtaken. It's because things have gotten so bad, they have to do it. And Trump, as I told you 2 years ago, months before he got drafted, or 2.5 years ago, about 6-8 months before he went public, he was approached, so were other people, and said, would you do this? And he made the decision not to do it. And then more information came out about Benghazi and other things. He said, okay, I'm going to do it. And they psychologically profiled him, knowing he was a good guy, but also the fact that he's unswayable, doesn't care what you say about him, and has a penchant for America, has a soft spot. He was recruited. And that's why the whole world's attacking him. Only the biggest idiot wouldn't support Trump. I mean, the whole world is attacking him and attacking us because China brags are taking over Hollywood. And I get Pachenik going, Hollywood's finished, so what? I mean, Pachenik's put out some big movies. He's done movies with Harrison Ford. You know, Pachenik owns good-sized companies. Pachenik's a successful guy. He's going public now, showing his face. Because we have to spur other people to show their faces now. We have to go all in at this point. Because here's the deal. Hillary doesn't just want to run stuff so she's in charge. She'd go out of her way to represent child molesters and criminals and bank robbers. And she loved them. She liked them. She likes filth. She's a nasty person. She doesn't like good, strong, honorable people. And there's new Veritas stuff. Man, I've told people this. All I can do is tell the truth. Sometimes my own detriment. You know what? I do it. The only time I ever heard racist talk is around Democrats. And the weirdest thing about it is the black Democrats talk crap about black people. But it's an elitism. Whereas I see somebody not doing well, I feel guilty and bad when I build them up. And they know we're like that, so they manipulate good people and say, oh, you ought to be guilty, do what we say. But I got to realize, no, I'm actually not guilty. I didn't do this. Stop trying to guilt me when you're the ones in your own memos that want to make people poor. That's the difference. Trump doesn't want to make you poor. Is he a maniac? Who else are you going to get to go up against these people? I'm a maniac. When I'm threatened, I don't run, I attack. And it's not some moral issue either. It's just what I do because that's what I do. And America needs to stop running. America needs to open its eyes and understand what's happening and feel the level of historic energy that's taking place and say no to all this. Now, a few clips I want to play, just backing up that there is a soft coup going on. And you have William Binney coming up in the next few days, don't we? Former technical director of the NSA. He's on Friday. Pachenik's on Friday again. And we had the British ambassador coming out and saying, I was at a major meeting in the United States, and he listed, and the folks that did it came up and told me. Now, that's a big secret. It's not a secret that 7 years ago, the Solicitor General of National Security went to Congress, and then the National Archives did too, and said, Hillary's doing illegal stuff. And nothing got done. So, of course, this came from Western intelligence. And Uma Abedin, the evidence is now mounting. The thing is, they know they have to parallel. And I'm not defending this. It's just the world we're in. They have to parallel construct now the stuff that's already known. Okay? But Hillary isn't just a triple agent to the Chinese. She has totally adopted it and is following their edict and believes that's where she can even run. And then she's on the payroll of the Wahhabist and has been penetrated, literally and figuratively, by Uma Abedin. And it's unbelievable. And I look at the sniveling, dumb, weak, soft liberals who don't know geopolitics. They couldn't name all seven continents. They don't know any, and they sit there and look at me and make jokes. Tinfoil hat. Oh, hadn't heard that 50,000 times. Oh, kook. Oh, wow. Conspiracy theorists. Wow, you're so intellectual. You're so smart. You got two or three worthless college degrees. All I do is study this stuff. I've had them try to buy me off $10 million a year. You would fall on your face before that, dumbass. And you sit here and look at me and tell me I'm not real when I've been through all this? And I realize I'm nothing special. I'm just a red-blooded American. You, though, are low. See, it's not that I'm good. It's that you are low. You are pathetic. And no wonder you want to keep people down. No wonder you want a system that's based on keeping stuff small and you don't want competition and you don't, because you're afraid of it. You don't like it. I've got your modus operandi. And I'm not a person that wants to be dominant or be in charge, but I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to be in charge of me. How about that? I don't want status, but I'll do anything to keep you from running my life. You understand? And I see how pathetic you are and how scared you are and how evil you are. And you're the opposite of liberal. You are the simpering, trendy, fake people who are the biggest losers abused by yourself. Oh, I've got a 200-square-foot apartment that I pay what 1,000 foot should be. I'm so cool. I got ripped off by some local scumbag landlord globalist. I'm so cool. You're delusional. And it's because your parents broke up when you were a little kid on average. I'm not saying it's bad that happened. A lot of people are great that happened to, but I'm just giving the MO. And You were brought up by TV, you were brought up in Fantasyland, you were brought up by Nickelodeon and MTV, and you're not a real person. Your brain's a third smaller than it should be, you weren't breastfed, and I just got to realize you're a victim and not be so angry at you. But it's just, I see that little satanic look in your eye, that dull light, and I just think, man, you really want to get run over, don't you? You really want to pick a fight. The Lilliputians against the humans. You really want to go there. Because once the veneer peels back, it's game time. You think we're afraid of you? We're afraid of ourselves. You have no idea what's 1 inch away from you right now. You keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You're going to open up something you don't want to get a hold of. I want to defeat the big, powerful globalist. I don't want to have to run over you people. But I'd like to see you wake up and stop being a damn coward. And I'm not talking to our audience. I want to be clear about that. When I see these lying hit pieces where they quote me, they now quote us, and I just tell the audience they know this, they quote us and say stuff we never even said now. They don't just cobble stuff together. They just whole cloth make up the most bat crazy crap you could imagine. And then I see, like, where it'll be in one day, like 20, 30 newspapers, the exact same article kind of scrambled with people's names, and I Google the writers' names. A lot of times they don't even exist. And I'm like, oh, my God, they announced it 5 years ago. That's a fake robot writing, man, where they one guy writes it, puts it in, and then it creates all these pen names for them to pay the writers. They're even cutting the idiot writers out right now and telling them it's because there's a collapse in the news media, but most of it's because they're just getting rid of you because they got robots and they don't need you. But the little guys that still have the jobs in media, they don't care. They're part of the establishment. They're in fantasy land. They don't even have self-preservation. They don't even care. They're just delusional. 1 minute to the next, as long as they tell themselves they're a winner, they think they are, when you're not. And that's why the nanny state tries to keep us in the dark. It's why they try to keep us weak. It's because they don't want any rites of passage anybody to ever be put through real pressure. Because then you're designed to actually grow up and become strong. They just want these fantasy-filled cowards. I'm going to go to your phone calls briefly here. We've got 42 hours. We called the producer, My Patriot Supply, their full catalog, our full catalog, their same food, private labeled, 30 to 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, 42 hours, and then it's gone. I haven't been able to extend this the last few times we did it. I'm extending it now. InfoWarsStore.com or cultural free. We can answer all your questions. Special diets, you name it. Hundreds of different packages, whether it's a month or 2 years. It's the best out there, and your purchase funds this operation. It's insurance you can eat, you can't lose. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're launching today, but so much news is happening, I haven't really gone over it. Our new hair and nail and skin formula, 60 capsules. We just went out to the top scientists and said, what is the total game changer? And then massively discounted it. Contains 10,000 mcg of biotin per serving with collagen, protease, folate, and more. It's bio-PCA hair and nail formula. Premium quality. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to go to your calls. Let me play a few of these clips because I mentioned that I would do that. We're mentioning the fact that the hack happened here in the United States, and it wasn't a hack. They used the big NSA spy grid against the very politicians that set it up and had it doing illegal things. And William Benny said this first like 6 months ago on the show here. Then he said it, and now he's basically said, no, it is. Well, the British ambassador, here's a short clip, said, look, I was at a meeting getting an award for free speech and a whistleblower award, and it came out, and I talked to folks that did it. So let's go ahead and play that clip. And we've got Gowdy smacking down MSNBC attempt to distract from Clinton with Russia question. The FBI's come out and said no connections. Let me give you a newsflash about Trump. Trump doesn't use email. That's why whenever they played the Veritas clips, he said during the debate, you know, I saw the clips. I've been told how he gets his news by multiple people on the staff. They come in with clips of what they think is important, and they print out articles from the internet, and then he reads them in paper files. And the only thing he does on the internet is on his phone. He does Twitter. But he usually doesn't even like the phone. He dictates to a secretary that walks beside him. And I kind of like having a throwback like this, but here's the deal. You look at photos of his office, it's all just papers and files. Trump doesn't use the internet. He doesn't talk to anybody other than in person. He doesn't know anything about Russia other than he talks to top generals. Is Russia attacking us? And they, no, sir, no, sir. The threat's China and the Muslims. Well, why are we with them then? Well, sir, we've been sold out to them. Well, that's it. I'm not going to. It's real simple. Is Russia doing something to us? No. He said, if Russia was to overfly our planes or our ships again and scare, we'll shoot them down. I'm going to tell Putin. Let me tell you, the problem is he will. Iranian patrol boats come around our ships. They're dead, folks. Everybody's going to be like, whoa, there's a difference. You don't mess with us. There's not going to be a problem. And Russia gets that. And they hear, oh, you don't want to have a war with us? You're going to leave us alone? Yeah, I'm going to go back to the deal we had in the 90s that you don't expand, we don't expand on you. Russia's like, wonderful, please. But that's them pushing this is just the height of BS, ladies and gentlemen. Every person he's got advising him is about China eating our lunch. And Trump, as his business guy, cannot stand that. He can't wait. Can't wait to see you with your taxes cut and money flowing in, and he's going to be the hero. He wants to be the hero. That's who we want, a wild man that wants to be the hero and wants to be the guy with all the wealth and everybody's loving him. Not a little creep like Hillary wants you poor under her control. She's the devil, folks. That's what the devil wants. So let's go ahead and I mentioned the British ambassador. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Craig Murray, here it is.
Do you think WikiLeaks received their emails from the Russian government? Do you think the accusations regarding the Russian government involvement is accurate?
No, this is absolutely untrue. The source of these leaks, these emails, has nothing to do with Russia at all. I discovered what the source was when I attended the Sam Adams Whistleblower Award in Washington, which I was chairing a couple of months ago. And the source of these emails comes from within official circles in Washington, D.C. You should look to Washington and not to Moscow for the
he was there. Okay, let's go to another one. The Hillary takeover. Let's go to Bill Binney, former head of technical NSA, saying the same thing. Here it is. Wow, well, I wish I would have asked the big question, but I'd like you to get back into it and flesh it out for us today, as you've agreed to do, you know, proving for us, explaining to us exactly why you know, as the guy that designed most of it, that indeed they do have all of Hillary's deleted 33,000 emails. William Binney.
You know, it's not really that they've hacked into the server or the DNC server or Hillary's server. It's they've got over in the United States in the Fairview program, they have over 100 taps on the fiber network in the United States. And they're doing just like Mark Klein exposed the one facility, one of the 100 in the San Francisco facility, where they have Naris devices taking everything off the line. So that's what's going on.
They're so to explain, they put gates in front of it and then copy it and scoop it all up before it ever
gets. Hold on, we got to go to break. Let's hit pause on this. We'll come back and play the rest and go right to your phone calls.
Then Doug Hagman's joining us. I'll continue with your phone calls all through the third hour. And I'm going to go into the fourth hour, too, because Roger Stone's been sued along with Donald Trump in four states, battleground states, for poll watching. Well, Trump's doing poll watching. He's doing exit polling. We had a guy hundreds of feet yesterday threatened to have the police called on Mr. Scheuer. So they are really freaking out.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Way for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Before you slip into...
By the way, we have exclusive translated from English to Russian. Those are Russian agents, I'm joking, because one of our crew members is from Russia and a U.S. Army patriot and a gay person. So you have to qualify that, Daria. Incredible stuff Putin's coming up in the next hour. We have Putin warning European countries have no future if they continue to accept migrants, which is just a fact because they don't accept culture. They're Islamic. You can take folks from Brazil or Mexico, they're Western. They at least, you know, are able to assimilate until the leftists get them, but not the case with Islamists. So we've got that, and we've got a bunch of other clips from Putin just saying amazing things. They're going to be big news stories once we put them out, because nobody seems to translate this. That's coming up. We've got just a massive amount of news at Infowars.com. By the way, according to all the big web rating agencies that are out there, Infowars.com is now in the top 200 sites on the web. Now, to give you an idea, that Drudge is like 40 or something, which is just huge. We now are just absolutely gigantic, according to the different agencies that are out there. We're putting some of this on screen for folks. I was looking at it earlier. I could see the number. What are we ranked at right there? 202 in the U.S., so that's continuing to drop, though, and I'm not even sure that we have everything set where they can scan our site properly, because I know our traffic's much bigger than what they even say. Plus, InfoWars, quite frankly, is a small part of what we do. If you count YouTube and Facebook and everything else, I'd say InfoWars is 20% of our traffic to what we actually get. So InfoWars is super dominant. There's nothing out there that even, you know, it rivals us in mainstream media. They admit that. Only thing bigger is DrudgeReport.com, which shows we're really the mainstream if we're what's dominant. We've now reached that point. So there you go. Not bragging, just fact to let you know you're not alone. You're not the minority. You're not a kook. The mainstream media is there to make you feel alone. Okay, we got Steve and John and Clay and Andrew and Daryl. I'll talk to Daryl in Illinois. He's bringing up delayed election results. That's on InfoWars. Hillary's hired an army of lawyers, so is Trump, to fight over the election. But Hillary says there's no fraud unless it's Trump, and then she's suing him, saying he's trying to intimidate voters. No, it's the new Black Panther Party out there with billy clubs again trying to intimidate folks. So, Daryl, go ahead.
God bless you, sir, and your crew.
Thank you, brother. You too.
I just wanted to know what you think about preparing people to know, you know, that they're not knowing that night, I should say, because obviously we're going to have to go through some legal channels if she does steal it, and it's going to take some time. But
well, that's what Dr. Pachinik said. That's what Farah said. She's a cornered rat. She's going to go to jail even if she gets elected president. It's the WikiLeaks, she's politically dead already. It's like Spock. When he had to compare Spock to Hillary, like a hero to her, and you know, a fictitious hero, but still a hero, in the reactor in Wrath of Khan, they say, hey, he's dead already, we can't save him. She's already politically done. Now, the only question is, can she blow the world up before she's done?
Also, I would like to give a shout-out to a video you had over the weekend, Millie did, for that small Bill Clinton gathering.
Yeah, Millie Weaver and her team are incredible. She's a great reporter for InfoWars. She's an auxiliary reporter. I'd like to hire her full-time, but she is just amazing. She's all over the place on the East Coast and the Midwest with game-changing interviews every week. Yeah, Bill Clinton's crowd of 200 with somebody screaming rapist at it. She was at the Danny Williams press conference yesterday. She's incredible, isn't she?
Yes. There was a moment, though, when she was talking to an undecided voter, and I think she's run into him before, which I truly think he was undecided. But when she mentioned... Why do we get money for the big speeches? And he said, well, they're worth it, but why aren't there anybody here when it's free? And the look on his face was just, I think it's one of the moments where you can, when you objectively talk to people, you sometimes can put...
No, I agree. That is a true gangster moment that we should, grab and play, because I saw that. You're absolutely right. I forget the name of the video, but it's Bill Clinton had 200 people at his rally. That's the name of the video. You're absolutely right. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.